Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Dawn Paul on. We got a caller, actually. I'm going to go to her in just a moment. But I mentioned the word convict. I guess that was my word I threw in there. He didn't use that word. But he said we have enough evidence that we could prove before a grand jury that, you know, the buildings were taken down with explosives. And that would warrant an investigation that could bring convictions, in other words.
Right.
Showing that this had to be an inside job. Once you show that there's controlled demolition,
yep.
You go, this is way beyond, this is way beyond Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
And he says that evidence is there. There's no question about it. So we are dealing here with a fraud. We're dealing with an inside job.
A conspiracy of monstrous proportions.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sorry, folks, anybody listening out there, it's time to shatter your illusions if you have any doubts, that have been remaining. It was an inside job. There were controlled demolitions taking those towers down. That is not arguable. Anyway, let's go to Melissa in Austin. Welcome to the show, Melissa.
Hey, Charles.
Yeah, how's it going?
It's going well. You were talking about building 90 or flight 93.
Yeah.
Maybe going to hit the Capitol. What about maybe it was going to hit building 7, and that's why it was pre-charged with the same explosives as building 1 and 2.
I never thought of that.
Because, you know, that's going to be their downfall is building 7. I hope.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's a major smoking gun. You know, the more people I talk with, that's the one thing they say that opened their eyes, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So that's something I think we need to focus on more than ever, especially with all the things that have been emerging, you know, the PPC announcing.
Pre-announcing.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the other thing was the bridge up in Minnesota.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Yeah. I have a friend who lives up there on the Iowa-Minnesota border, and he has family that lives near that bridge, and he called me this morning telling me about the, how they had closed the thing down and were doing inspections on it at night.
Very suspicious.
And then he said that a government official, I don't remember if he said it was the mayor or the city or the governor of the state, a government official got on the news there saying, see, our infrastructure is old and breaking down. This is why we need the NAFTA corridor.
Oh, that sounds like Arnold. Arnold was sitting there having the highway jackhammer, and then the next day he was calling to raise the taxes. Remember that one? He hired a crew to go in and jackhammer a section of highway in California. And then the next day, he's on the scene there reminding Californians, this is why we have to raise the taxes. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and the thing with, that's I-35 is where that bridge is. It's on I-35.
Right.
That
yeah.
is the Trans-Texas Corridor going all the way up to Canada.
This just in, it has been announced that Halliburton has been awarded the rebuilding contract for the bridge in Minnesota.
Oh, my goodness, man.
That's an interesting aspect. It's something that hadn't occurred to me. But when I, you know, just before we came on, Charles, I was Googling it, and the first three out of the first six were mainstream stories that quoted this and that official talking about this event as an indication that we need to replace our infrastructure. So the spin is there.
Cause and effect. Problem, reaction, solution.
I hear that cash register ringing now.
Well, boy, if we didn't have morals and values, we could be like them.
Well, you know, the best way to rebuild our infrastructure is to bring all those labor jobs they brought over to China and India back here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Close the border. Oh, I'm telling you, man, these guys are such monstrously evil scum.
That's all I've got for you guys.
Okay, Melissa.
I appreciate the call.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, another short break, folks. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hey, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Don Paul on as our guest. You know, I forgot to mention, folks, my usual announcements. I was talking about the news, and I forgot to mention my usual announcements. Let me go into that really quick. A reminder, guys, the Aaron Russo DVD, available for $14.95, plus $4.95 shipping and handling, available here at RBN. You can call 800-724-2719. You can go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org. Or you can order it through the mail, send your check or money order to the Republic Broadcasting Office. And that's at 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If anyone wants to read my books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, The New World Disorder, or any of the other titles I've mentioned, I'll have more coming up. You can go to lulu.com, that's L-U-L-U.com. And just search for my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I, and the titles I have there will come up. And while we're at it, Don, you want to mention your site or anything else you wanted to plug? Don's written a number of books.
Sure. The books are all available either at WTC7.net, which is the site Jim Hoffman began in 2003. It's a great place to study that building, and then you could shift over to 9/11 research and 9/11 review. So there are still a few copies left of our book, Waking Up from Our Nightmare, the 9/11-01 Crimes in New York City, and there are still a few copies left of our DVD, that we did with Celestine Starr called 9/11 Guilt, The Proof is in Your Hands. That deals firstly with demolitions, and then my part of it deals with the financiers behind 9/11. And I probably should promote a couple of events that are about to happen. I'll be talking in Sacramento, California on September 8th, and the title of that talk is 9/11, Who Did It, Why, and how we can prevent the next such mass murder. And I think there's an event in the works for Los Angeles on the weekend of September 9th, and that would be a forum addressing, again, how we can prevent the next 9/11, and how we can prevent the next Great Depression, trying to tie, you know, those economic factors into the inevitability of acts of terrorism unless we change our economy.
Yeah, sounds great. Sounds like a place to be.
Yeah.
So,
go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, The previous caller, Melissa, there brought up an interesting point, but I'm not so sure. I don't know if I hadn't thought of that, Building 7 being the target for Flight 93. Interesting point, but I tend to think more that Building 7 had actually played a major role in the attacks, and as far as the bunker being put in there, I think that was the
perfect vantage from the 23rd floor,
yeah,
300
yeah.
feet from the nearest tower.
I think they managed the precision crashing of the planes as well as the controlled
mm-hmm.
demolitions. No, I tend to think that plane was targeted, geared more toward either the White House, and it wouldn't have mattered because Cheney was battened it in under, in the bunker.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Capitol building.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, if it hit the Capitol building, that would have, decapitated the government right there. That would definitely have been grounds for, in their, estimation, for Zamasha Law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And at the least, it would have so cowed the legislators that there would be no opposition. I think the subsequent anthrax mailings, which were received only by Democrats and high-level media people, served the same purpose, of cowing opposition.
I think there were a lot of mess-ups that morning. I remember another report that that a bomb had gone off in a car in front of the State Department.
Uh-huh.
Now, was that something they had planned and it didn't go through, or were they just trying to create more hype than what there was? But very strange that they would report something like that.
At some time, if any of us had any time, it would be interesting to, cite the targets and then list the many advantages that were derived from the strike to each target, why the Pentagon was struck where it was, and who benefited from that particular location. It's often said that the
who's got something interesting. Go ahead, finish your point, and then I'll.
Yeah, that that wing of the Navy was the one rogue element in the U.S. military apparatus that kind of threatened exposure of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the point I was going to make. David Hawking, professor up in Canada there, I don't know if you've heard of him.
Yeah.
He's got a lot to say on that one man whose office was right there, I guess he was killed too when the plane struck, was investigating a lot of... financial wheelings and dealings, corrupt financial investments and so forth.
Yeah, we should mention that, the eve of 9/11, Rumsfeld announced that the Department of Defense could not account for $2.3 trillion?
Right.
Yeah.
In fact, he was one of the key people, this guy that Hawking is talking about that was killed. looking into that, and you know, was could have exposed exactly where that money was going, because to this day it's unaccounted for. But he accounted for it apparently, and
you know, now that we've kind of turned this direction again, it would, might be useful to communicate to your listeners just how integral the connection between big pharma and the military-industrial complex is, and the whole prospect of martial law and quarantines and so forth. One of the major legislative moves after 9/11/01 was the Homeland Security Bill, along with the Patriot Act. And one of the parts of the Homeland Security Bill calls for basically imprisonment of anyone who is thought to be carrying a disease, and you have basically no recourse to that. And the main architects of that legislation were six representatives from the six largest pharmaceutical corporations, and that kind of goes back to Jerome Hauer too, because Hauer, both before and after 9/11/01, is a consultant expert on boards of corporations that have to do with that major pharmaceutical apparatus.
Well, and a lot of the Carlyle Group subsidiaries, you know, they had a lot of companies.
Bioport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that were given contracts, and billions went to that.
Yeah, they Bioport had the exclusive vaccine for anthrax.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's just another item that people can list in informing their legislators or their media that they know. They know that Big Pharma is closely allied with all the other players in these crimes.
The makers of Soma.
Yeah.
It really is out of George Orwell. I think you'd be astonished to see just how bad it really is. He wasn't even close.
I think the sophistication, the in-depth mediaization of people, especially over the last decade, it's just a wonder to turn on network TV and see how grotesque people are made to be. You know, all the reality TV shows that I think are meant primarily to condition people to a survivalist mentality and a real dog-eat-dog mentality. Yeah, and the general brainlessness of them.
Now, have you looked at any of Stephen Jones's latest findings with the dust? That was really interesting.
I haven't looked at them in depth. I just, to be honest, know about them anecdotally. Go ahead, because you'll tell me more than I know.
Yeah, well, he was telling me the other day, was it Monday, I guess I had him on, that they found traces of molybdenum?
Uh-huh.
And so I was wondering, you know, what does that indicate? And I guess that's a byproduct of thermate.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he says there's really no other accounting for it. And then, of course, you got the sulfur, and which would come, well, the molybdenum would be from the thermite. The sulfur indicates, yes, thermate.
Mm-hmm.
And then he even talked about super thermite, which I wasn't familiar with, but he said super thermite can be used for demolition. So that would explain the melting of the steel and the rapid collapse and the pulverization of all the material right there. He said, you know, that would account for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of Jim's favorite hypotheses for, you know, the instantaneous explosiveness from the top down, you know, which thermite doesn't, I don't know what super thermite can do, but thermite itself doesn't seem to have that kind of propulsive capacity.
Right.
Jim proposes thermobarics, which is real interesting. Maybe it sounds like we got a break again, but maybe we can get to that when we return.
Sounds interesting. Sure.
Yeah.
Some of the folks will be right back. What it's done to me. Lose.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural.com.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Okay, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Got Don Paul on as our guest. So yeah, you were talking about a certain type of explosive that you think might have been involved.
Yeah, this is a postulation of Jim Hoffman's, and you know he doesn't endorse it as a certain claim. He just says that it works for him as explaining the phenomena. And
yeah,
it's thermobarics. They're compact. They could easily have been transported by a team of less than a dozen up the central elevator shafts of each tower, and they would work like this. They would go off and they ignite kind of, if you could imagine, a wave spreading laterally and increasing its power kind of exponentially. That's how thermobarics go. So it's so it's compact and hugely powerful, again, it increases its power with each, I guess you could say it, explosion or detonation or so forth. I think that's what I think was used along with thermite, thermate, and the more conventional place charges to account for the extraordinary collapses, implosions of the Twin Towers.
Yeah, I mean, there was obviously some incredibly powerful something involved there, charges or, you know, I'm open to anything. I think it's possible, as has been suggested by some, that could have been something high-tech that we're not even privy to, because, you know, we're dealing with cars that had their paint eaten off
right
half a mile away on the FDR overpass there.
Yeah.
That's highly suspicious.
Yeah, and in a sense, it hardly matters. It'd be interesting to know for lots of reasons, but in terms of the criminality and the culpability, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, but there's no question it was a controlled demolition. And the presence of thermite has been confirmed. So, I mean, this is why the NIST, I got to keep repeating this because to me this is the biggest fraud, the biggest scam to come down the pike. These lying PhD-endowed hucksters at NIST to make the claim that we found no evidence of explosives used and then to state that they never searched for explosive residue, it's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
They called it a thorough, a complete scientific investigation, 10,000 pages, mm-hmm. and yet in all of that, they never investigated. And, of course, they admit that all they're doing, all they're attempting to do in that report is to explain, and they don't even do that, but to explain how the buildings collapsed from the point of impact up. They were not even attempting to address how the other three-quarters of the structures collapsed.
Right. Right. Well, they can't turn that, in both instances, Charles, they can't turn that page, because once one turns that page, the whole abyss opens, and you're plunged into the truth, and that's somewhere they can't go. But it is remarkable. It kind of echoes back to prior centuries and people's denials and a lot of establishment organs parroting the church or the state or whoever was saying that the sun revolves around the earth or whatever notion needed to be.
Oh, yeah. The academics of the Dark Ages required you to believe, even though they knew it wasn't true themselves, required you to believe and would call you a heretic if you didn't say that was flat.
Or to go into our own century and the proponents of eugenics, and that leads close to the core of the criminals behind 9/11 and World Wars One and Two, you know, people who have this and that explanation for racial inferiority or so on and so forth.
Right.
Many of the same people and corporations just carry on from Nazi Germany to the United States. In fact, we're talking about Big Pharma and those Bayer and so on and so forth. They all derive directly from the largest
How could anybody read the September 2000 report of PNAC, Rebuilding America's Defenses, where it states that we need to transfer the use of chemical and biological weapons from the realm of terrorism to a more politically useful tool, and then they state that they want to develop them to a degree where they can target certain genotypes? How can anybody read that and not realize what you're dealing with? These people are absolute psychopathic mass murderers, and they do...
Well, I'm glad you said that. I'm so glad you said that. Say that again, please. say what they said in 2000 about targeting genome.
Yeah, that we need to develop biological weapons that can target certain genotypes. So there's your ethnic cleansing right there. They're claiming to be against this and to rid the world of such evils, and they're the ones engaging it on a grander scale than any other nation or group that they claim to be fighting against.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking at my folder of documentation for being chief prosecutor in that citizen's grand jury, and I'm looking at one set of documents about Jerome Hauer, and let's return to him a little bit. Hauer joined the Office of Emergency Management in New York in 1996. He was able to raise funds from New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani for vaccine development against the West Nile virus. Only 1 year later, the virus was found in the city. Mm-hmm. Hauer organized a conference for experts and press called Reporting on Weapons of Mass Destruction, Responsibility, Reliability, Readiness on July 26, 1999.
Yeah, well, the real purveyors of weapons of mass destruction, please stand up. Tell you what, we're going on another short break. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Truth Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Don Paul on the line. We're talking about the wonderful blessings of ethnic cleansing and how we now have Adolf Hitler risen from the grave in the White House. And we're just looking forward to wiping out all races on Earth except for the superior Aryan race. Apparently that's the ever-present goal still there.
Yep. The families agree. I'm looking further through this file on Jerome Hauer and see that he was the author in 2002 of drafts of legislation for mandatory vaccination, such as were already then part of the Homeland Security Bill. And I'm seeing that he also, on September 11th, 2001, is a very busy guy on that day. He was interviewed by CBS and was the first person to poo-poo the observation that the towers were demolished by internal explosives, you know, which most of the network anchors were saying or suggesting in the first hour or two after they came down. He said, no, I don't really think so. It looked to me like the intense heat was responsible. And I believe it was Dan Rather interviewing him, and Rather said something to the effect, well, attacks of this scope certainly seem to have all the signs of being a state-sponsored act. And he said, No, I really think this has all the fingerprints of Osama bin Laden. But later that day, presumably later that day, he advised the White House that they should begin taking Cipro, an antibiotic that is effective against anthrax.
Yeah. And they were. Mandatorily, yeah.
And right now, Jerome Hauer is a director on the boards of Emergent Biosolutions and the San Diego-based Hollis Eden Pharmaceuticals.
We're in good hands.
Yeah. So we should tell all we know.
Now, these pharmaceutical companies are absolutely evil. You know, from the very word go. In fact, I had, what the heck's his name? The psychiatrist I had on a couple weeks, or about 3 weeks ago, I guess. Son of a gun, I can't think of his name now. But he was saying that, you know, these meds were designed ultimately by, you know, they were an outgrowth of Operation Paperclip, you know, when they recruited the Nazis to come over here. And they were designed from the beginning. And it's not that all the psychiatrists out there know this and they're all evil and trying to corrupt your mind. No, they're just as dumb as the general public. They don't know. They're just going by what they were taught, what's in the journals. But the medications themselves, from the word go, were designed with the express purpose of dumbing people down, making them more
compliant
and compliant, and doing it under the guise of treating you for a chemical imbalance. He says there's no basis to the whole claim of chemical imbalance. He says there's never been a blood test that's ever substantiated that. And usually when they say you have a chemical imbalance, it's not even, in fact, not usually, always, it's not based on a blood test. It's based on them talking with you. They determine, yep, he's got all the symptoms, he's got a chemical imbalance. And naturally, the implication is, well, if you've got an imbalance in chemicals, you need chemicals in your system, so here's the meds. But the whole thing from the word go had nothing to do with treating psychoses. In fact, these meds create psychoses, if you read this.
Exactly. I was about to say, the chemical, what chemical imbalances we suffer, I think, are entirely induced by the corporate environment.
Yeah, in fact, the only time, if there is any physiological change in the brain, that can be detected with a brain scan or whatever, you know, a CAT scan, it results from the medication, not because of any psychoses.
Yeah, I'm looking at the 2005 book that I wrote about 9/11 and 9/11 related subjects, Charles, How to Prevent the Next 9/11, Abandoning the New World Order of Financiers, Corporate State, and there's a little entry about on the subject of eugenics It reads, the movement for, quote, eugenics attracted more ruling few sponsorship, ruling few as opposed to we masses. After World War I, Prescott Bush and W. Averill Harriman, Prescott Bush is George W.'s grandfather and George H.W.'s father, a Skull and Bones member, and his partner in a basic investment banking business in New York, W. Averill Harriman, a Democrat, gave Nazis passage aboard their Hamburg American line to 1932's Third International Congress on Eugenics in New York City. This Congress unanimously chose a Rockefeller-funded psychiatrist at Berlin's Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for Genealogy and Demography, Dr. Ernst Rudin, to be president of the International Federation of Eugenics Societies. You'll love this next part. Dr. Rudin was earlier distinguished for founding the German Society for Race Hygiene. He was later distinguished for writing...
They actually had that name?
German Society for Race Hygiene.
Oh,
I'm going to make a beautiful connection in a little bit, all that. But he was later distinguished for writing the salubrious-sounding Law for the Prevention of Hereditary Diseases in Posterity, soon after Nazis assumed emergency powers due to the burning of the Reichstag. Rudin's law sterilized 250,000 of the unfit.
Unbelievable.
And after World War II, just as you were saying, Charles, eugenics persisted under different guises. At the same time as the Rothschild-funded at Warburg-led Tavistock Institute in England continued to design programs for mind control, Rockefeller Foundation millions begat the Population Council under the impetus of John D. Rockefeller III and Nazi attorney U.S. Secretary of State John Foster Dulles. The American Eugenics Society then moved from Yale University,
home of the Skull and Bones tomb, to share a building with the Population Council in Manhattan. In North Carolina, the slavery-enriched Gray family, owners of the R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company, and blah, 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 spearheaded the sterilization of several hundred children in Winston-Salem between 1946-47. Alice Shelton Gray had earlier founded the Human Betterment League of North Carolina, probably about the same time that the Nazis were doing their Society for Race Hygiene. In the 1980s, Alice's great-nephew, Boyden Gray, whose father, Gordon, was among the ruling few as National Security Advisor in the Eisenhower administration, another golf partner of Prescott Bush's, served, this is Boyden Gray, served as George H.W. Bush's chief legal counsel. So, it's unending.
And, of course, this injection, the pushing...
Mandatory vaccinations.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, specifically the one for this, cervical cancer in young girls that want to give them the... I'm sure that's probably got something to do with sterilization, too.
Right.
Well, but aside from that, we know it's also cancer-causing.
Right. I imagine you've had guests on who have already explicated AIDS.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was that doctor who spoke before Congress in 1969...
Uh-huh.
And he was proud of this fact, and he said, it'll be possible within the next decade,
right,
it was 11 years later, when to develop, a virus that will attack the human immunosystem and make it impossible to fight off common infections, and blah, 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 blah. They looked forward to that with anticipation as something great, a great leap forward for civilization.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly the time frame that the AIDS virus had emerged. And everyone who's looked at it has stated, doctors, biologists, that... it could not have come about on its own, that it had to have human intervention. It's far too complicated of a virus.
Yep.
Designer
yep.
virus.
Yeah.
I think we could say that about a whole lot of other things going on, too. I just heard today in our area now they're talking about, the West Nile thing could reach epidemic proportions. And well, look at that one... Was it the bubonic plague there that they revived from going up in the Arctic? They dug up some people that had died back in, like, 19-teens, and the virus was still, not bubonic, but what was it, the black, what the heck was it? Was it bubonic? No, the sky.
You're talking about the 1919 or the middle, late
yeah, the
middle
19,
ages?
1919, was the
one that spread across Western Europe and United
yeah.
States.
Mm-hmm. The germs were frozen and preserved, and so they brought it back. It was gone. They had it become extinct. They brought it back to life.
Yeah.
And oops, some of it got released in the lab.
Yeah. Well, we certainly have a lot of information, and it all leads to the same guilty parties. And I think we're arriving at ways we can deal with the guilty parties and get out. Our thrall to them.
How about this? The first head of UNESCO, that's the UN's education institute there, was Huxley's brother,
Julian.
Julian, yeah, major proponent of eugenics.
Yep.
And here he is heading up an institution that's supposed to be out for the interests of children and their education. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. You know, it's usually children that they want to target. Those are the ones they want to kill because that's the up-and-coming generation.
Yes.
The population. Get rid of them because they're the ones that will propagate and procreate. And unbelievable.
Yeah. I'm continuing to look at how to prevent the next 9/11. And it says in 1988, while George H.W. Bush was U.S. Vice President, William H. Draper, whose father... William H. Draper Jr., was yet another Nazi collaborator and also a promoter of mass sterilization through the 1930s Eugenics Congress and the 1960s U.S. Agency for International Development, became administrator of the United Nations Development Program. Said UN program has carried out millions of sterilizations in the Southern Hemisphere at the same time as the ravages known as AIDS have killed many million more. So, there we are.
And, of course, it's been targeting particularly Africa.
Yeah. 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 There are interesting passages.
about how programs in the United States in the 1980s in the so-called inner cities or ghettos mirror programs by the United States in the so-called third world, and how crack from the southern hemisphere hit here just about the same time or just prior to U.S. Department of I'm forgetting the acronym for it, but the part of the state that Kemp headed in the 1980s began to do a lot of foreclosures. The crack epidemic was succeeded by a rash of foreclosures. Somebody told me 2 days ago that foreclosures in Los Angeles had risen 800% in the past year.
Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of articles on that. Well, let's face it, people cannot, you know, your high-paying job gets shipped to India, and you're lucky if you can find one paying half those wages now, and naturally you can't afford your house anymore, and you got to engage in all these huge cutbacks, and some people can't even afford to move into an apartment in some cases. I mean, your rents today are amounting to what a mortgage would be.
Yep. So we need to do it ourselves, folks. Community currencies, grand juries to tell us the truth, and getting source of power back in our hands, literal power. What we're doing.
I'm not even sure anymore if this system is even reformable. I mean, I would hope so, but I don't know. It's so far gone.
I think turning away and doing it ourselves is.
You know,
the least bloody way to.
Well, like I said, that town in Western Mass, I my hat's off to them. I haven't followed up on that. It's been several months now. I don't know if it's still going on, but they had the whole town had switched over to their own currency. It's recognized within the town. You can do business anywhere in the town with it.
Yeah.
People can buy cars from each other, whatever.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like Ithaca ours. Is it Amherst?
I believe so, yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's where Jim has a home, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a good area, a nice area. In fact, they booed, who was it, Wolfowitz went there to speak, and they booed him off the...
Yeah, Western Massachusetts.
Boy.
So what we're doing here in New Orleans, one of the things we're doing is offering residents in two of the most hard-hit parts of the city, the upper and lower ninth wards, these earth energy systems. Mm-hmm. And I was really heartened to hear your advertisements for Ken Solar and the idea that anybody can get a solar system for under $1,200 and get a large part off the grid. These earth energy systems are little wells, you know, not more than 1 foot wide and 2 foot long, that draw from the earth's constant temperature and provide all you need for air conditioning and heat, which is a big part of people's budgets here in New Orleans.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, there are alternative technologies that are actually much better.
Yeah.
They're safer, they're cleaner, they're cheaper.
Yeah.
And, you know, the government knows this. They've known it all along. They have no intention whatsoever of making your life easier, in case you haven't noticed.
Yeah, check out Rebuild Green, please, listeners. It's www.rebuildgreen.org. It's got a bunch of stuff that we're doing here.
That's something you mentioned a little bit last time I had you on. That's a great work you're doing. You're still working with the victims?
Yeah, we're on the second floor of our first structural concrete integrated panel house in the upper ninth ward. We've been doing concrete for the last 2-3 weeks, which is hard work.
Things still pretty chaotic down there since Katrina?
It's desperate, but there's just too much poverty. It's a basic thing. There's not nearly enough employment and money for people to get moving energetic, and that's very deliberate. That's a sinister plot. There's, you know, I believe the figures are something like 85% of the reconstruction money has been already distributed in Mississippi and less than 15% in Louisiana.
Well, I mean, that's a small scale of what they've done around the world on a grand scale. You know, the countries in the world that actually have the bulk of the world's richest resources are in the most desperate states of poverty. Now, how did that happen? Why do South African countries, which have the biggest and best gold and diamond mines in the world, live in such abstract poverty? You think that's an accident, folks? I mean, come on. Brazil has some of the richest mineral resources in the world.
Yep.
Look how poor they are.
Yep.
You can go right down the line. It's all the same. It's
extortionate capital. And you know what sprung to mind when you said that, Charles, was a quote that's supposed to be attributed to James Rothschild, who was the leading Rothschild in Paris in the 1860s. And he said, "It's really marvelous to me that my brother has the King of England, on whose empire the sun is supposed to never set, come to him on bended knee and ask for money."
Yeah.
Why are we subject to this terrible system? This is the worst empire in history.
They say that they want to purify the world so that we can have the superior Aryan race. It's been the Aryan race more than any other that's been so oppressive and bloody all through the centuries. You know, if anything, that should be the one that the world is purged of. I'm ashamed to be a part of it. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Got one more segment here with Don Paul. Boy, the time really
faster than ever, hasn't it, Charles?
Yeah.
Seems like we've only been on for 15 minutes.
It's incredible. Yeah. But we've covered a lot of important ground. I mean, I wish I could tell people that things weren't this bad. You know, I always say, please, somebody prove me wrong, please. But You can't, unfortunately.
I find it's a lot healthier once you get over the hump. I remember writing 9/11, Facing Our Fascist State, in winter and spring of 2001, 2002, and it was made for some long, long days. You know, by the end of the afternoon, you felt like you were surrounded by serpents, or maybe serpents isn't the right word, but monsters. You know, and it was difficult, but it's really good to see them, to name them, and realize just how evil and massive their intentions are. And then you're not so much surprised, and I don't know, you can deal with it in a more healthy way. And we've talked a lot about dealing with, the dealing against the New World Order comprehensive ways and local ways. And first thing still is to inform as many people as you can, I think, to have events, have forums, bring out the information, especially grand juries where you can do your own research and have the exchanges that vitalize people.
Right. Yeah, waking people up. I mean, there still are some out there who don't know, and should they find out, will not be very happy. You know, there's some people that don't seem to care, but, I mean, sincere people that just don't know. There really are. I mean, I don't know how that can be.
Well, look at our media, Charles. Jeepers.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Well, let's face it. I mean, they've got people so bogged down having to work overtime, mom and dad.
That's true. Yeah.
They don't have time to catch their breath, and that's all part of this, of course. They mentioned
the 16-hour day that is just unrelenting.
It sounds like Bertrand Russell, he said, we got to keep them so busy that their needs will not extend beyond the bare necessities, water.
Food, sleep, very occasional intercourse.
Yeah, and that's where we're at. Yeah. So, I can understand, I guess, in that sense. And so all they know for information is turn on the TV. A lot of them don't, they don't have computers, or at least not at home, don't have time to surf the web, and don't even know that there's other information out there that they should be looking up, to find out what's going on. They think they're informed watching the TV. So there is still some work to do there.
Yeah, but there remains a very healthy amount of suspicion, that's grown by leaps and bounds with this Iraq invasion occupation, which is good, and there's still a healthy instinct among humanity toward freedom and for compassion. And one of the things that's really helpful about exposing 9/11 is, they play the chords of ordinary people's compassion. People were just dumbfounded by the loss of life on that day. But if you understand or you immediately suspect who might be behind that loss of life, then it turns into a healthy indignation and a healthy anger, I think.
Right. Yeah. And I always tell people, even though the world going to hell around you, it doesn't have to be that way for you in your own life. You know what I mean? You can still maintain a positive attitude. And
reach out to your circle and find out. It really surprised me when the contract from Houston told me a couple of days ago about the Sunday dinner conversation among the contractors and the cowboys there.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, I appreciate you coming on, Don.
Yeah.
And we'll have you on again sometime as developments unravel here.
Maybe toward 9/11 at these events.
Sure.
Coalesce.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully we can turn this thing around. Keep fighting the good fight.
Okay. Yeah. Should we say the sites before we leave?
Real quick.
Okay. WTC7.net is an easy one to remember, and you can get CDs of mine, music CDs, at www.wireonfire.com/Don Paul.
All right. Thanks a lot.
And, okay, Charles. Thank you, man.
Have a great
Take care.
Yep. Catch you Monday, folks. We'll have a repeat tomorrow. True. Go.